microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest from the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
Are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and beside me is the partner in rhyme, my partner in crime, Blaze Rock. What's good, man?
Thanks to Brazil, Brazil, Brazil. Nah, I'm chilling, man. What's up, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. So I am. This is going to be. I was talking to Blaze a little bit offline, real quick, and saying this is going to be one of our most eclectic shows. And so looking forward to it. That's why we love to do this show on DubCNN.com. And so, really, without further ado, I'm going to bring in a dude that I know, and he was, as we were talking and prepping for him coming on to Microphone Masters Radio, he said, yo, Jay, do I need to have some type of, do I need a rap name? Do I need to have something like that? But his name is James Renwick. What's going on, man?
How are you this evening?
We are good. We are good. So I know you, knowing you the way I do, this is going to be, I got the feeling this is going to be like a special episode of Microphone Masters. So what, just kind of setting the table a little bit, I think what this episode is going to kind of be about and what it might end up being about is looking at kind of acceptance. James, as you, sometimes you can pick up on the vocal inflections, you know, sometimes when I'm talking to people over the phone, they get the impression that I'm a dapper, smooth, very handsome black man.
Huh? Now, wait a second, you're not? Because, I mean, that's been my impression, and I've seen you in person. So.
That's real. That's real.
So James is on the Caucasian side. So he was, when we were talking about, okay, what do you want to talk with, want to get on the show, what do you want to talk about? He said, well, I want to talk about white rappers. I said, all right, well, then we're going to go in on it. Yeah. We're going to go have some fun with it and kind of take that and see where it goes. And I have some ideas on where it might lead us. And before we get into our first conversation talking about it, and I'll let James start it off after we get into a couple of songs from one from, I'm going to try it, y'all.
Get it.
Mess it up.
Oh, it was good. It was good.
Mashiyahu.
That is almost 15% correct. Madisahu.
Oh, Madisahu.
We're going to get into Madisahu. This song is called King Without a Crown. And then going to a classic Eminem joint, it's called Guilty Conscience. Obviously, it has Dr. Dre on it. So we're going to get into those two, and that's going to kind of set the table for us. So Madisahu, King Without
there
a Crown, Eminem, Guilty Conscience. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
You're all that I have and you're all that I need. Each and every day I pray to get to know you. Please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me or the air that I breathe. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With these demons around, all around, I bring me down to negative vibe. I believe, yes, I believe, I say that I believe. I stand on two feet, one be brought down on one knee. I fight with all of my might to get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. Out of darkness comes light, twilight and to the heights. Crown lights burning up, out of through the twilight. So thank you to my God, now I finally got it right. And I fight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my might. I give myself to you from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a beating. What's this feeling? My love will be holding a ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. Stripping away the legacy and my
feel your soul. You gotta give yourself up and then you become whole. You're a slave to yourself and them don't even know. Them wanna live that fast life, but your brain moves slow. If you're trying to stay high, bound to stay low. You want God, but you can't afflate your ego. You're already there, then there's nowhere to go. Your cup's already full, then it's bound to overflow. If you're drowning in the waters and you can't stay afloat, ask Hashem for mercy. He'll throw you a rope. You're looking for help from God. Say he couldn't be found, searching up to the sky, looking beneath the ground. Like a king without his crown, you keep falling down. And really wants to live, but can I get rid of your crown? You're trying to reach onto the heights and run down, bound on the ground. Giving up your pride, then you heard a sound. Out of night comes day, out of day comes light. Now I fly to the one light, so light in the rain. Making room for his love and a fire gun blaze. Make room for his love and a fire gun blaze. What's this silly man of a whip a hole in a ceiling? I give myself to you from the essence of my beginning. I sing to my God songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a beating. What's this feeling? My love will rip a hole in the ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my beginning. I sing to my God songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now.
Has a sudden change of heart, and suddenly his conscience comes into play.
All right, stop. Now before you walk in the door of this liquor store and try to get money out the drawer, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Go in, gaffle the money, and run to one of your aunt's cribs and borrow a damn dress, the one of a blonde wig. Telling you need a place to stay. You'll be safe for days if you shave your legs with Renee's razor blades.
Yeah, but if it all goes through like it's supposed to, the whole neighborhood knows you and they'll expose you. Think about it before you walk in the door first. Look at the store clerk, she's older than George Burns.
Fuck that, do that shit, shoot that bitch. Can you afford to blow this shit? Are you that rich? Why you give a fuck if she dies? Are you that bitch? Do you really think she gets a fuck if you have kids?
Man, don't do it, it's not worth it to risk it.
Right.
Not over this shit.
Stop.
Drop the biscuit. Don't even listen to Slim, yo, he's bad for you.
You know what, Dre? I don't like your attitude.
Yo, come on, he's coming in for a minute.
Meet Stan, 21 years old. After meeting a young girl at a rave party, things start getting hot and heavy in an upstairs bedroom. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me, while you're kissing her cheek and smearing her lipstick, slip this in a drink. Now all you gotta do is nibble on this little bitch's earlobe.
Yo, this girl's only 15 years old. You shouldn't take advantage of her, that's not fair.
Yo, look at her bush, does it got hair?
Uh-huh.
Fuck this bitch right here on the spot bare. Till she passes out, she forgot how she got there.
Man, ain't you ever seen that one movie, Kids?
No, but I seen the porno with some Nubian.
Shit, you wanna get hard off the jail?
Man, fuck that, hit that shit raw dog and bail.
Meet Grady, a 29-year-old construction worker. After coming home from a hard day's work, he walks in the door of his trailer park home to find his wife in bed with another man.
What the fuck?
All right, calm down, relax, and start breathing.
Fuck that shit, you just caught this bitch cheating. While you at work, she's with some dude trying to get off. Fuck, slit in her throat, cut this bitch's head off.
Wait, what if there's an explanation for this shit?
What, she tripped, fell?
All right.
right, Shady. Maybe he's right, Grady. But think about the baby before you get all crazy.
Okay, thought about it. Still wanna stab her? Grab her by the throat, get the daughter and kidnap her? That's what I did. Be smart, don't be a retard. You gonna take advice from somebody who slapped D-Bond?
What you say?
What's wrong? Didn't think I'd remember?
I'ma kill you, motherfucker.
Temper, temper. Mr. Dre, Mr. NWA, Mr. AK, coming straight out of Compton, y'all better make way. How in the fuck you gonna tell this man not to be violent?
Cause he don't need to go the same route
you
that
are
I
listening to Microphone Man's video show on DubCNN.com. So I want to go into that. Now, the track King Without a Crown, and I was saying to Blaze, and sometimes I don't give Blaze enough credit for knowing more stuff than I do in terms of music stuff. I said, yeah, when he saw the set list, I said, this might be some of these songs you probably haven't heard. He said, man, Jay, I heard this. So, you know, my bad. But when James said, hey, can you play a couple of these songs on the show? And so I had seen the gentleman, Matasahu. I had seen him before. I mean, seen some, you know, on YouTube or seen some things, and I never really listened to his music, and I liked the song. So that leads me into kind of talking about white rappers or non-black rappers, we can even put it like that. Talking about acceptance, and is there a breaking point in trying to get into the industry and really gain that acclaim? We have one side of the spectrum with Eminem, where we know that he's just successful beyond belief, and then you have others that, and we're gonna play some groups like Soul Coughing and some other, when you think of other artists that are, you know, that are white or just non-black that maybe haven't had the success that maybe their black counterparts have.
Hey,
so, Jay, you go ahead.
How come there ain't no Machine Gun Kelly on this joint, yo? You know what I'm saying? I'm a wild boy. What? I'm clowning. I don't rock with that garbage. I just had to get there because, you know.
I was a little bit worried because I thought I was on the wrong podcast, you know. But it's all right.
I just make fun of dude all the time because I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Yeah.
That's an excellent question.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is that when we talk about white rap, because a lot of times the first question is, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think you talk about acceptance, you talk about breaking in. I think what you see in a way that's different from, you know, if you put it non-white rappers, you have to have a gimmick. You have to be the orthodox Jew who does reggae. You have to, even if you think about Eminem, you think about when it starts off, My Name is nothing like, especially the My Name Is that everybody first heard, that radio edit, is nothing like what Eminem is. But you have to have that gimmick to get past the fact that, oh, he's a white guy. Okay, he's a white guy. And I think that's where, you know, when you talk about acceptance, you talk about breaking into the industry, it's that fine line where you have to have the gimmick to get people to actually pay attention, but then, and the difference between Matasahu or Machine Gun Kelly or Everlast and an Eminem is that by now we've all figured out Eminem can just flat out flow. He can just rhyme, and that's different.
I think that's the biggest problem is, you know, and I think this transcends white rappers or other minority rappers. Because, I mean, obviously they are the minority when it comes to hip-hop. Hip-hop is still going to be considered a predominantly black culture, predominantly black music style. So my point is, when you look at, I think that situation occurs all around hip-hop, but it's more pronounced when it comes to that difference in cosmetic. When you immediately look at the white dude, what? You know, and then eventually, and just like everything else, eventually the skills have to pay the bills.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it's interesting when you think about it, because if you're in a room full of dark faces and you get up on that mic, you better know what you're talking about, because you will be exposed quickly. And so it's kind of that, how many times do you have to stand in front of that room full of dark faces before you are accepted? when before you reach your breaking point. You know what I mean? Even because even on an independent level, when you look at, and this is not Blaze Rock's favorite rapper, but you look at, say, a Yella Wolf and how over time he eventually became, I mean, I think he's more respected, let's say, than, say, a Bubba Sparks. You see what I'm saying?
Which doesn't make sense, though.
It doesn't take much to be more respected than Bubba Sparks.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when you really get down to it, there ain't that much going on with Yella Wolf compared to Bubba Sparks. And Bubba Sparks, yeah, no matter what we say, dude, Ugly is a classic. Straight up.
Yeah.
Ugly is a classic.
No, okay, but why is it a classic?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you why, and obviously, no, 100%, that statement was sarcasm. But the reason why it's a classic is because nowadays all it takes is a couple spins and everything's a classic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Albums come out like, you know, okay, today is April 24th. The album dropped April 24th, and you got people like, yeah, that's a classic. That's a, you know, nah. And that's why I say after a while, the cosmetic of it, front of it, just that sugar rush dies away, and then people start to say, okay, you know what, this dude's nice, or, like, in the case of Bubba Sparks, everybody was just kind of like,
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Oh, look, you did something that Dre didn't produce, and I don't like it. Yeah. You know, let's be honest, there's some producers out there, you can read the phone book over the beat, it's going to be a hit.
Oh, yeah.
If you read the phone book, I could read the phone book. If Stephen Hawking could read the phone book,
absolutely,
over the beat, and it's going to be a hit.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I think we're going to pause on this, and we're going to come back and bring a full circle on this real quick. We're going to go into a couple tracks. One, Tito Lopez, called Mama Proud. We got Mike Doty, it's called The Huffer and the Cutter. And then we got Beastie Boys, the classic, it's called Paul Revere. So Tito Lopez, Mike Doty, and Beastie Boys. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Trey Ray is called Mama Proud. Tito Lopez. Lost Files Loaded. DJ Finesse. Understand, we got somebody special.
My mama, they'll be proud of me. My mama, they'll be proud of me.
Oh, East Coast. Down south. West Coast.
My mama, they'll be proud of me.
Tito Lopez.
For a reason, cause if you stop the beat, it don't feel like I'm fucking breathing. Getting even for your treason, I'm squeezing my whole life into a verse. In the studio, itching to fit your little mic in a hearse. In a worst case scenario, oh, you know it gets scary. When low get in this motherfucker, they go laugh at you, carry. I'm very sick. I might throw up, grenades and lemonade for lunch. Nigga, making sure I blow up, I can't slow up. Too busy bleeding the brakes, and I stay in my lane, cause I don't wanna be with the fakes. Call a snitch TD, where did they be with the Jakes? Yeah, niggas is rats, too busy feeding the snakes. I got aches and pains from being boxed in, locked in, my firm spot in the fucking top 10. And you tryna push the envelope, get you a stamp in. Pops gave me that belt, I guess that mean I'm champ then, right? And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I need. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Okay, trill at the wheel. Let me let my seat back. Adjust the mirror for niggas so I can peek back. Start with Lucius, left off with three stacks. Three lacks, peel off and lead tracks. Ease back. And these back pains, I handle a different way. I stay icy hot. These niggas been gay. And since they feel the need to question whether he's real, I stop it for a start like a plan B pill. Bitch, I'm the answer. Question, who the truest? Still the answer, question, who the newest? Notice the way I let it all hang out. Broke chain, make a noose, homie, chill, hang out. They need a hero, so I suited up and came out. Show the dame how she came in once I came out. Yeah, Tito Loaded name, you should know. If you don't fuck with me, you know where you can go, nigga. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. Said I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. Man, I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me.
damn it. Was on the way home and crash landed, stranded. Fuck the planet if they don't understand it. And my crew, I got it branded. That's just the way that love goes. It's thugged out, forgive me, Janet. Man, it's unlikely you see me weak on these beats. Coming from these streets and stretching 300 for 3 weeks. And these freaks wanna play chess with they sex. I tell a bitch to skip like they less to pay less. Why say yes? Comments from common niggas thinking they commentators. But y'all ain't commentators, y'all niggas just common haters. Rock told me to keep the energy flowing, I listen. Mississippi Power really my only competition. I see you fishing for greatness in the wrong water. Ain't caught a part of a starter for your team, play it smarter. I see a lot of Marlins, I don't see no Michaels. One love in my one glove, ha! And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want, I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. Said I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want, I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, T-I-T-O. GPT, y'all know how we do. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me.
Feel life pound beneath their feet. This automaton, it was more than they could bear. They tried to shift their hearts. She was there and he was there. Signals damage. She's uncorrupted, yet she's too smart for grace. Innocence is no excuse. You read the rancor on her face. Love, love made her beautiful to last. Thank you.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Now, this is going to be in both of your, right, in both of your wheelhouses. Talk a little bit about politics. Now, from the best of intentions to being one of the boys, take it where you want to take it, fellas. But in terms of acceptance, and this is what I'm in, I think acceptance in a negative way, because James, just to kind of bring you in on some of the conversations Blaze and I have had here on Microphone Masters, talking about being so so frustrated with how things are going in terms of in the country. And Blaze had mentioned one time, hey man, I'm thinking about not even voting on this next presidential election, because what really is it going to, what will it change? What type of change will happen if I do vote? Because, you know, what the real change doesn't happen on the national level. It happens, you know, in our communities. It happens locally, and what happens on a state level and in town level, things like that. So I want to talk about, maybe are we as a community, are we as a country, just accepting the fact that the economy is going to be up and down, more down than up? Are we accepting of the fact that politicians that we really have no, that maybe we have don't have a voice, even though we do, but that we just have, just letting go of letting our hands up, throwing our hands in the air and saying, let it be what it'll be. So James, I'll let you go first.
Oh, you gonna let me start? Oh, let's get
started. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, here's the first thing I'll tell you, all right? Now, Blaze, you're thinking about not voting, right? Now, there are people who are way more educated than you and I who totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. You talk to any legitimate economist, and they will tell you that voting means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are one of 300 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just on a purely numbers level, it doesn't matter. Okay? But here's the way I look at that, all right? My mom used to tell me when she made dinner, and I didn't like it. She said, did you make it? I said, no. She said, did you buy the food? I said, no. Did you come up with the recipe? I said, no. So you didn't contribute to this in any way, shape, or form. Stop your bitching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't vote, that means you're no longer contributing to the process. All right? You cannot vote, but then you can't bitch about Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot vote, and then you can't bitch about Obama either.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I voted. And you know what? Are there things that I'm disappointed about? Absolutely. But I have the right to bitch because I said, hey, here's my voice, here's my ballot.
Right.
Now I'm gonna say this. Here's the problem. The brief synopsis Jay gives for it is almost, I don't want to say it's misleading, because he's right, and that's exactly what I'm saying, and that is what I've said. But it's misleading, because one of the things I do say is, you know, there are a lot of people who cling to the theory of your vote being your voice. And while, yes, in theory it really is, the thing about it is, where I am right now, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. If I happen to hang up on Skype, turn my computer off, and I scream at the very top of my lungs, I hate this, or I don't like this, or I like that, there's somebody in the house that's going to hear me. There may be somebody next door who hears me. There may be, there may be the cats and dogs that are walking in the neighborhood that hear me. But ultimately, there's a really small number of people who are going to hear me. Now, the other thing I have a problem with is that we all like to believe the theory that our votes are votes for change, or for, are basically our opinions, and they're saying that this is what we want to go forth. But again, it's almost a null and void concept, because, for example, I voted for Obama last election. And while I understand the nuances of the entire voting process, the economic process, the financial issues that we have right now, I can't say that what I voted for makes that much of a difference on the way the economy, the way the country is being run. Additionally, with the amount of interest that people are putting into how the corporations are lobbying, I mean, the amount of money that's going into lobbying our politicians, these quote-unquote people we voted for, the people whose voices we said, this is the guy I want to institute his policies, they're basically being purchased. So we're saying, I want you to go, and then they get there, and then somebody says, okay, that's cool, but this is what you're going to do, and if you don't, you're not going to be here anymore. So we're not nearly the deterrent that we used to be, partly because everybody who's telling most people who to vote for are just part and parcel or in the same corporations who are telling these particular politicians what to push forward on and what to push forward. And I know that there's opinions that, slide back and forth. For what it's worth, I probably will go vote, but I'm still going to be just as, apathetic towards it as I've become, because I recognize exactly how much the popular vote really means, which is next to nothing.
Okay, wait a second. Give me two things here. Let me have two things here.
Right on.
Yeah. All right, this is the first thing. All right. What I vote for, and when I go to the ballot box, when I cast my vote, here's what I vote for. I vote for the long term. All right, the economy is cyclical. All right, what is happening now isn't Obama's fault or even Bush's fault. It's probably Clinton's fault. All right, globally. All right, globally. Right. So here's what I vote for. I vote for the long term thing. Here's the thing, and it directly coincides with this concept that you have, that it is 100% correct that our politicians are bought and paid for. All right, what I'm voting for is Supreme Court justice.
There you go.
Okay. Those are the people who are going to make the decisions that are really going to affect us. Those are the people who are going to make decisions whether or not abortion is legal, whether or not corporate money is allowed in the sun that it is. Are corporations people? Do they get to give millions and millions and millions of dollars to people and buy not a vote, but buy a politician?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There you go.
So here's my thing, right? Why do I want Obama to get elected so badly? Because there's going to be a Supreme Court slot that opens up in about 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I know that we've already got a conservative Supreme Court. We've already got a Supreme Court that has decided corporations are people. We've already got a Supreme Court that is stripping away privacy rights.
Yep.
We've already got a Supreme Court that's stripping away, especially to people like yourselves who are so into music, that are stripping away the ability to utilize technology to its fullest, but also the ability to protect what you have created.
Speak on it.
Mm-hmm. So those are the votes that I'm coming for.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the votes that I'm looking for. And that's why even when I sit there and I go, I'm one of 300 men.
Yep.
I go, yeah, but you know what? Maybe. And we saw it. Bush Gore, we saw it in 2000.
That's right.
It can come down to 200 votes in Broward County.
Why is it
Broward County is never a good place?
Really though.
We eliminated Broward County. Don't you feel like first of all, the only people that would really complain would be the cable news networks, because they get like 30% of the programming out of Broward County. But that's what I look for. And so when you talk about like you talk about, from the best intentions to being one of the boys. The reason that you become one of the boys is the money.
Absolutely.
Is the power.
Absolutely.
And the more that we, and you're right, the change comes at that community level, at that local level, it builds from the bottom up. But the biggest, loudest, you know, you talk about if you turn off your computer, you scream into the night. That might reach two or three people. I feel, and maybe it's, maybe I'm just I'm high in the sky and lovely, you know, God bless America, but I feel like my vote is louder than that.
I can understand. I dig that.
We're going to get into a couple songs. I like that. See, I like this dialogue. I had a good feeling about this. So we're going to get to a couple tracks. We got Redman featuring Gilla House. It's called Ziploc.
Gilla House and Chevy Woods
called USA. So Redman, Chevy Woods, you're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
Gilla House, nigga. 1-2-1-2. You know how you just got that good bud, nigga. You ask me what I keep it in, nigga.
I put it in a zip. Lock, zip, lock, zip, lock, zip. I put it in a zip. Lock, zip, lock, zip, lock, zip.
Yo, one thing about weed, when you hit it, you feel no pain. My drug dealer said it's that thing, have you driving it, both lanes. So I'm rolling that, purple in the quarter sack, getting dome in the Cadillac. That's why I got a hood rat, type of hood rat to cap my strap. Hit the sheets or the streets, it don't matter, I'm still black dynamite. Over the track like white on rice, nigga, alright. I'm for real though, smell that sativa in the air. They wanna hit my blunt, but I let them know that Reggie never shares. I'm for real though, I'm smoking more than most these rappers. My 18 smoke grade A weed, call it B.A. Baracus. Two hits and pass, obey the rules and you might hit it again. When we go to the spot, you pull out a knot and buy your own, my friend. Cause I'm a rider, smoking sour, keep a lot of baby powder. For them hoes that wanna get smacked by me, try it. But if you got that OG, purple, silver haze, blueberry cheese, New York diesel, nigga, I'ma buy it.
And put it in a zip, lock, yeah. Zip, lock, yeah. Zip, lock,
Killer House,
zip, zip. I put it in a zip, lock,
OG.
Zip.
Nigga, this runt dog. Whoever ain't feeling me could suck my balls. I'm in a big truck, middle finger up, screaming, fuck all y'all. Fuck your squad, fuck your broad, fuck your mixtape, fuck your clique, fuck your hype man, fuck your label mates. Bitch, I'm certified gangster, show your ride. Even my chickens come with biscuits, Jersey fried. Y'all niggas got a lot of nerve, but fuck what y'all done heard. I put in a lot of work, so I got what I deserve. Y'all just a bunch of dick swallowers, followers. Rappers speak, y'all repeat like parakeets, mockingbirds. My heart colder than Denver in December. Mix cocaine and painkillers and hell and paint. Then I fuck a Bentley in the Benz. I don't eat lobster and shrimp. I shop at Family Dollar and eat at Mama Kim. Brick City, salute me. Absolutely, the stash and the dash of my hoopty. We keep it in a
zip, lock, zip. Lock,
yeah.
Zip, lock,
yeah.
Zip. I put it in a zip, lock,
OG.
Zip, lock,
Kush.
Zip, lock,
banana,
zip, lock,
yeah. This for all them smokers out there that keep they shit in a ziplock. Keep that shit tight, nigga. Don't let no air get in. Make sure that shit is real tight. So when you open it, you get nothing but buzz.
Count money, burning dope.
Burning dope, burning dope.
Shout out my Uncle Juice. My nigga Jerz. Shit that we do ain't like the shit that y'all niggas be doing, man. It's real rap. Fly nigga with a $900 scarf on for no fucking reason. Fuck you. Yeah. Speed into that money, V Twizzy, no roof on it. See me in that red Kool-Aid, the coupe, homie. Woo. Tell my hitman holler, you know that they yelling ball game. Switching up my style on you niggas for years, long change. South of France, she don't speak my top. That flag on the left side, I know you see the VAR. Some ghetto nigga with them 40s out. Your niggas semi wanna do it, we got Audis out. Taylor gang, yeah, you know my niggas party hard. Got your bitches' titties out and this ain't Mardi Gras. The old heads from the hood say that's a cool guy. I guess they see my jewels when I rap back.
Champagne sippin' with your bitch and she know what's up.
Know what's up.
Tell them niggas we don't give
42nd floor, view from the roof. $20, Uncle Skinner wipe the shoes on the coupe. I got bass in my trunk, and I ain't talking kickers. Just came from the connect. I'm a young wild nigga. Back when Ray had that 5.0 bowling ball. This is way back when I ain't even know it, y'all. A couple niggas from my hood say you don't need to throw. You ever seen a key, my jewelry water, get a boat? A couple niggas out here acting, they already know.
They know.
If I wanna relax, baby, I can make it snow.
Let's do it.
Anywhere that you wanna blow.
What?
This my city, I can take you where you wanna go.
And I'm champagne sipping with your bitch, and she know what's up.
Know what's up, know what's
real
up.
Nigga, man.
So tell them niggas we don't give a fuck.
Give a fuck.
I put that on my home, my nigga. In due time, these niggas will understand.
It's
the difference between us and them. I don't think it needs an explanation, though. 'Cause in due time, these niggas will understand. T-G-O-D.
And I'm champagne sipping with your bitch, and she know what's up. Tell them niggas we don't give a fuck. And we getting all this money, so it's kinda hard not to notice us. That paper straight, no, it ain't folding up.
T-G-O-D. T-G-O-D. T-G-O-D.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Now, I'm gonna switch it up just a little bit because I was thinking, and I wanna. This is first for you, James, because it's about kind of race in this sense. Now, I know you are married to, your wife is Egyptian, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
So I want to talk about acceptance in the fact, in Blaze, just so you know, when he married his wife, before he married, he actually converted to Islam. So, and I thought when you told me that story, James, I thought that is love. That is wonderful, because so many people, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back, and they say, sorry, we can't be equally yoked, as Blaze said, and they move on with their lives and have regret for the rest of their life. So when you made that decision, were you ever worried at any point in time that maybe their family, for just because of the different cultures or whatever, just wouldn't accept you and look at you as just a person instead of seeing you as a white man or whatever the case may be? Did you ever worry about that when you were going through that process?
Only every second of every day. All right, for me, yeah, that was terrifying. I mean, and it was terrifying both ways, because I never knew if I was always terrified that he wouldn't accept me. I was also always terrified that my family,
right,
would push away. All right. But here's what happened. All right. So I made the decision to convert, and I walked into the mosque with my wife, and you go through separate entrances, and then go through one entrance, and then go through another. And I walk up to the imam, and I'm all kinds of confused, because I'm just like, I don't know where I'm going, and my wife's not here yet. And the imam walks up to me, and he says, oh, hello. And I was like, hi. Pretty sure my wife would be here, or my fiance would be here in just a second. She says, okay. She walks up, she speaks some Arabic to him, and he speaks some Arabic back, gets this big, 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 big grin on his face. And he's like, wow, this is fantastic. Okay, are you ready? And I was like, I'm ready. Wait, what? Come on. And literally, you know, he points to Mecca, and you recite a verse that basically preaches, you know, basically you could say, you know, I accept Allah. And then he says, congratulations. And I'm like, wait, that was it? and he says, yeah. And he says, now go pray. And I'm like, wait a second. Oh, come on. Go to bed. How did you do that? and he said, just go on in. And I walked in. And as I walked in into the prayer room, the mom says some something in Arabic. And all the guys that were there are like, oh. And they walked up. And I got hugs. And I got congratulations, and I got, and this was the one through me, I got thank you.
Wow.
And we went, and what I came to learn was that there's no one, there's no greater honor in Islam than someone converting, because there are some religions out there that go out and recruit.
Right.
And Islam doesn't do that.
Right.
They just don't. They just stop their thing. So with her family, it was even crazier, because I converted, and they were like, come on in. And now I can't walk in the house and not get fed. And I got clothes coming, and people are calling me, and they're like, hey, you want to do this, you want to do that. And there's an acceptance there. And it's insane compared to that public persona.
Right. Gotcha.
Where it's so different. But when you talk about acceptance, I've never felt accepted, so accepted anywhere as I was there, because the acceptance was clearly unconditional. It was, you said you want to be one of us, you want us, period, have a nice day, you know. And you go back, you tie that into, like, you know, we talk about white rappers, we talk about politics, bang, you never see that unconditional acceptance. It's always, well, show me one more verse, or show me one more bill, or show me one more, you know, show me something.
Yeah.
And then I'll continue to accept you. But, you know, you talk about corporations, it's, hey, give me one more tax break, or ease one more regulation, and then I'll continue to accept you. Here, it's acceptance, period. And that's it.
Now, Blaze, I wanted to kind of bring it to you. You have, and we talked about a little bit about our children getting older a few episodes ago, but you have a daughter that will soon be, you know, out of high school, starting to really get out into the real world, so to speak. Are you ever worried? Are you ever concerned about, as she finds her way in life, how she'll be accepted, and how maybe whether or not she'll bend the wrong way to be accepted? You know what I mean? Do you worry about that?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think I worry about my second son being in such a situation more than my oldest daughter. Partly because my oldest daughter is one of the type of people who has spent her life dealing with different cultures, different races, different religions, and et cetera, and is exceptional at being herself, while being not only acceptant, but being accepted, you know, amongst those other cultures and other races. My younger son is multiracial, and I think, you know, and anybody who's been around a situation like that knows that there's a different dynamic you have children of that nature, if you will, that you have to deal with. You know, the fact that they are kind of pulled between two different races, two different cultures, two different types of rearing, in some cases, in a lot of cases, due to two different religions. And so often they have to find a way to find themselves as being a part of something. So I worry sometimes, you know, will he try to overcompensate? Will he try to put himself in a position where he loses his own shot at identity? And, you know, under the impression of trying to, you know, satisfy who he's around or who he's with. So I think that's kind of probably the best way I could say that I experience the same thing. And I think about that, you know, I think about that a lot, you know, because I feel like it's important for parents of, you know, of any culture, instill in their children the importance of you know, their own identity and that self-confidence, you know, and the self-esteem to be able to live and function in our society the way it is, you know, considering diversity issues and racism and racial differences, how important or how prevalent those are everywhere.
Gotcha.
Now, Blaze, so wait a second. Let me put you on the spot here for a second. What are you doing to help him do that?
You know, I was going to say, that's one of the things that we do even for the other kids, because I always look at it as a two-way street. A lot of time we, you know, I know a lot of people say, okay, if there's no problem, you don't worry about it, but you also want to be able to prepare those for the difference. And one of the things we do is we don't push a particular culture, race, style. You know, we don't push one on him or put him in a position where he ever feels as if he has to make a decision, that he has the understanding to make the decision that he's comfortable with, to make the decision he's able to adapt to his environment, while not necessarily saying, okay, you got to become something different altogether. And you know, it's a complex process, because especially, I mean, he's five. And at that age, you want to keep instilling him that you're perfect the way you are. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not too dark. You're not too light. Your hair's not too thin or wavy or kinky or anything else. You're perfect the way you are, and everyone else is perfect the way they are, the way they are. So here's how you can adapt. Here's how you can absorb the world that's around you. And here's how you're able. So I mean, it's a constant process. It's a process that's constantly changing, especially as he goes to school, as he deals with different kids from different areas and different cultures and different economic backgrounds and all that. So it's a difference.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. We're gonna get into a couple more songs and then come in. We're gonna close it out. So Soul Coughing, it's called St. Louise Is Listening. And then Too Short featuring Slim the Mobster, Devin the Dude, and Baby Bash, I'ma Stop. Now, I don't know if you've heard this song, Blaze, and I don't know if, James, you had a chance to do some research to listen to it. But Short is not even on this remix. Too Short is not even on the remix, and I don't know why anyway. So that's just one of my little, I don't even get it. So Soul Coughing and then Too Short, kind of like... Name. Like it's like a compilation and it just has Short's name on it. But anyway,
so we're gonna
get into those and come right back and listen.
One more thing. On St. Louise Is Listening,
yeah.
I just want y'all to know, Weezy tried to make rock music. It didn't work. What he was trying to do was this.
All right, enough said. You listen to the Microphone Matches Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
Then your face just strikes a bargain with the body already. St. Louis is listening.
So it wasn't in the plans to be scooping me in your van at the park holding hands, telling all your friends to keep me on the low. But if I hit it by 3 or 4, believe me, he gonna know. Cause see, your feelings gonna show, and then it's gonna go to a whole nother level. Trust me, I have a medal, plaques and trophies of hoes that know me. When we used to kick it, was quick to dick them down slowly. And they always call me when they need to be satisfied, but they can't now, cause you're always tying up my line all the time. I'ma stop putting my thing up in ya, bitch, if you don't stop calling me. Every hour on the hour, motherfucker, can't you tell you're bothering me? I'm smoking, drinking, thinking about pussy, not necessarily yours. So just leave me alone for a minute, I've been to fuck with a few of these hoes.
Yeah, man, how would ever I had to put her on restriction? No more dick, baby, no more pimping. Finally got some real pipe up in your system. Now this pretty brown dick got your ass twisted. I move around with that noise, go buy some big toys and watch a dirty movie, make believe it's your boy. Cause I'm out here on the gritty, country to the city. Stop texting me pictures of your pussy and your titties. Cause young bash be hitting them lanes like Steve Nash for the cash, putting your ass on straight blast. Cause when I first met you, baby boy, you was a rider. Now you acting like you work for Al-Qaeda. Kinda crazy, kinda loca. Out here getting money, I ain't thinking about your chocha. Sipping Hennessy, let me squeeze in some mota. Now you got my dick giving you the cold shoulder.
I'ma stop putting my thing up in ya, bitch, if you don't stop calling me. Every hour on the hour, motherfucker, can't you tell you're bothering me? I'm smoking, drinking, thinking about pussy, not necessarily yours. So just leave me alone for a minute, I've been to fuck with a few of these hoes.
She be like, I'm on some more shit. Give a bitch dope dick, good head on her shoulder, so you know she focused. Pussy so good, they call her sunshine. Got a baby daddy stuck in my timeline. If you can't find her, you know she probably with me. And oh yeah, I got her. Patron bada, more pills than you can swallow. She don't do it for the change, but she'll do it for the dollar. Fresh out of the beauty parlor, head done, toes polished. Every Gucci bag, she got it. And if the shoes don't match, then that's a problem. Plenty numbers and a prime pilot, fly as a pilot. Look at her body, fresh off of Pilates. She walk and talk sexy. Hold on, she just text me, saying she love how I get down. And I do anything she lets me. Waking up to empty magnum wrappers all on the floor. Do not disturb sign all on the door. I gotta stop that.
I'ma stop putting my thing up in ya, bitch, if you don't stop calling me. Every hour on the hour, motherfucker, can't you tell you're bothering me? I'm smoking, drinking, thinking about pussy, not necessarily yours. So just leave me alone for a minute.
faded. I finna fuck with a few of these hoes.
Okay, who would've ever thought she'd be one of those? Well put together, see her body through her clothes. Territorial, get attached, Velcro. After a few dates, blowing up the cell phone. Should've seen it coming, Ray Charles to the fact. When it goes down, she bring it right back, fix it flat. Yeah, that Oral-B, they let her spoil me. Till they gotta Skype a DM to get a hold of me. Got a bad bitch, let her give me money. When it go bad, she always try to get it back from me. That's money well spent, going by the next nigga. Keep a motive, they don't know, it's more that come with it. Always wanna call, texting some other shit. Mad, can't accept the fact, you the other bitch. If I don't answer, she keep calling. Thinking with my dick, gotta be more cautious, dollar.
I know you miss this dick, I know you really miss it.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Now, the song that we're going to close out with, it's one that James hasn't heard. It's called Shine On, but it's by a rapper. And Blaze, you'll be happy that I'm spreading the word of this artist, because this is a surprise. I didn't put this on the list that I gave James. It's Brother Ali. Yes. So James is now up on Brother Ali. So I'll have to have you listen to this this little EP that he put out, James. So remind me to do that. But I want to say, and I know I speak for Blaze because I know the dialogue of the conversation, it was wonderful. So you are welcome back anytime. To Microphone Masters, because you improved the show. We've had some folks in Blaze, we can't go into who, but we've had folks.
Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? I was over there, you know, I was working on the program, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I was in the situation, so I came to the situation, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? When you said, you know, we gotta work on the situation, so
you know what I'm saying?
I got in the situation, I got with the situation, you know, that's how the situation came down, and so I was aggressive.
Is this a huge shorthand? I don't understand where we're going with this, man.
You know, the worst part is, as much as I clown about it, is nothing I just said was that far from what actually happened.
Exactly, and we'll talk more
about that off the
record in a second. But yo, so seriously, James, you're welcome back anytime. So make sure you listen to this Brother Ali song. It's called Shine On, featuring Nicky Jean. But you have been listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN. On behalf of Blaze Rock, I'm Jay Love. Thanks to James Renwick for coming through. We'll see you next time. You can.
Yep.
Should have only got seeds, made up my mind. I threw a napkin over my sleeve, straightened my tie. Mind if I behold you through the fold in your menu? KOTOR, all up against you. Oh Lord, how can I convince you? I just met you and I'm instantly listening to your instrumental. Poor me, I pour water inside your glass. For a brief moment, our eyes had kind of met. I confess, I felt that inside my chest. Almost made quite a mess, yet I digress. I would guess you're meeting the date here. I offer, she order hors d'oeuvres while she wait here. She brushed her bangs to clear off her face, yeah. Parted her lips and turned crab cakes to Shakespeare. That. Run away with me, I swear I'm not a maniac. I give you that pretty diamond ring and last name to match. I ain't saying that, I practice waiting in the back. I know I better make it fast for her day get back. Yeah, I place her order, grab the plate, relax. Here, let me fix my face and get my game intact. fear. I chase the clock cause I can't make it stop. I played away the job, laid it on the tabletop. Time to play your cards, ace gotta take your shot. Before I could speak, he showed up to devastate the plot. A real server showed up, my plan fell through. Sir, are y'all together? Ma'am, can I help you? She looking puzzled, I stand without words. I'm sorry, I don't really work here. Awkward. Let me explain, you see, I ain't much for wait and see. So when I say you take a seat, I played mate to D. She replied angrily, Mister, I can't believe you stand your grown ass in this place and play games with me. Crazy freak, wait, how did you get all that food? I ordered from the table round the corner and brought it to you. Can't say I thought it through, man, it's all sorta new. But when I saw you, I sorta knew I had to talk to you. And nothing in my arsenal seemed possible, so I called an audible. Serve you, I'm honored to, I ain't mean to bother you. I just wanna watch a few moments of your life, much like a flag on the wall would do. Never mind me, the light from your unusually bright shine blinded me, till that was all I could see. Understand if you don't wanna talk to me, I just leave. Pardon me, let me take this little broken heart and leave. Wait, that was a stupid thing to do, but my date didn't show up and my table set for two. I pulled on my coat like, oh, look at you. That's all I really wanted, ma'am. Enjoy your afternoon. I'm through.
Shine.